Welcome back, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 7th, 2024. Your host, James, here, and we're not only talking with our friend Sheriff Sean Becker from Wood County Sheriff's Department, but we have our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in as well. Sean, appreciate the time, as always.
You bet.
If you don't mind, I know we got some things to talk about coming up, but I want to rewind for a second.
Sure.
Here in at Winterfield with our rafters last night, they wrapped up National Night Out.
Yeah.
And not just here, of course, in town, but around the whole country,
yeah.
National Night Out took place. Were you able to attend the event? Did you hear anything about how it went? I heard good things myself.
About me or
yeah, always about you? Certainly,
yeah,
always
okay.
About you. No,
okay.
But did hear?
Sorry, put you on the spot.
No, that was
no.
Great.
I did go, and it was really well attended. You know, I got to give a huge shout out to Wisconsin Rapids Police Department, especially Detective Sergeant Eric Dobbin, who spearheaded organizing the event. So inviting all first responders. It's really the big goal of National Night Out is just the community get the opportunity just to hang out with not just law enforcement officers but first responders, and Eric did just a phenomenal job organizing it. We had our team there, Lieutenant Nate Dean, who's been really spearheading a lot of our PR events, been doing a phenomenal job with that, with our PR stuff that we do in the parks over the summer. That was Nate's idea. And then he also is going to have a big part of the fair coming up in Marshfield. But anyway, to last night, it was awesome. I didn't know what to expect with the move over to the the rafters. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, James, piggybacking that event with a rafters game and having awesome weather was great for everybody. A huge shout out to the rafters organization. I know that the owners now, Vince and Joe Fonte, just going back down memory lane, I used to work for them a long time ago. Yeah, my first job as a teenager, when I just turned 16, my dad says, "You're getting a job." I'm like, "Oh, okay, I'm going to get a job." And he knew the owner of Furniture and Appliance Mart, Vince Fonte Sr., had just opened the store in Stevens Point, and they connected somewhere, probably, for dinner or whatever. And so my dad drove me over there and took a look at me. "You're going to work here." I'm like, "Okay, I'm going to work here then."
Yeah.
But it led to just an awesome opportunity to get those as a first job, those work ethics, what you learn and you carry on. I was telling Vince Jr. that last night. That's something I never forgot because I worked there for almost 8 years.
Yeah.
So a big shout out to, the Rafters organization, the owners, to partner with this event, because I think it served very well. And one thing I didn't know I was going to be doing this, but I got to throw out one of the people the first pitch. Yeah, so I one hopped it. I don't think it's on social media. So if I mention it, I hope. Yeah, anyway, but I made it to the catcher. But it was just a great event that, again, Eric put together. Lots of people. We had not only Nate there, but Susanna with Lola. Always a huge hit, having a therapy dog anywhere. And Susanna's done just a phenomenal job making sure, making herself available for, public events like this, because it really, the law enforcement dogs are different, than a therapy dog. They're working dogs, where a therapy dog's completely, the opposite. The trains really comes down to get certified, a lot of obedience, and we're going through that with Lola, and she's been doing great too, and we're lucky. But again, Eric did a great job. Chief Haskins was there. We had lots of representation from law enforcement and just some really good interactions with kids.
Yeah.
And one thing that I always love to get out is our armored vehicle, because people don't normally see that. I'll be honest, the biggest questions I got about our department was the armored vehicle and how we, how we got that, through the government, and how much of an asset that is, and how often is it used. That was probably the question I got, because you see this like tank looking vehicle. It's like, how often does that get out there? And I'm like, not very often, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
But, we train with it once a month. PR events are a must, whether it's a parade or something like that, so people can see it. They can go inside it. In fact, Channel 9 came down, and they did part of their broadcast from inside the vehicle, up in the turret. I thought that was really cool, and it gives people the opportunity to see it. It does get used, unfortunately, and we talked about that last night, a week ago last Friday. Portage County had an incident where they had a standoff over in the Amherst area, and Sheriff Lucas called out and requested mutual aid because they had an individual. This all started out in Sauk County on a traffic stop where this person got out and shot at the deputy. Thankfully, didn't hurt him, but then took off, and somebody in Amherst decided to pick him up in the Coloma area. And that's one thing with technology. Once you're wanted, it's getting better and better where we're going to find you, especially with a situation like that. And that person had intended on killing a law enforcement officer. And then he held up at this residence in the Amherst area and then shot at the officers again. And as that incident continued with their, you know, SWAT teams from another department, but Stevens Point, Plover, Marathon County, as the incident continued, you know, that's where I have to highlight these strong working relationships. One phone call, all right, our team's going. So our team went on, held a perimeter for that, for a time frame. Another SWAT team came in, and then they made entry to the house, and the person had taken their own life. But fortunately, it doesn't happen very often where we're deploying the armored vehicle. But I just look at it as probably one of the biggest insurance policies you have to keep your people safe.
You break glass in case of needed. You know, you want the axe behind the glass if you need it. You hope you never do. You hope that that glass stays that way for all the time. But it's important to have those things. And thank you for breaking down that incident for us. I appreciate that so much. And I appreciate, obviously, everybody's work involved in that and the communication involved in that. We've talked about how vital that is, not just for our state, but going forward, all states, and the communication between local police departments and sharing of information. It's not only interesting, but vital going forward. I do want to two notes. I do want to send a shout out to Gamber Johnson
and what
they did. I had to get the sheet out. I wanted to make sure to get it right, too.
My notes too. I got to talk to the CEO last night, a huge thank you, you know, to them. Mike Klein, a good friend of mine, works for them. He's on our Wood County Rescue. Mm. Got an opportunity to hang out with him last night as well. But they sponsored the event, and that was awesome.
And I also wanted to note too, and you and I have talked about this almost since our first conversation about how great these events are, not only for building the bridge between community and law enforcement and making that stronger and stronger. The idea that, like with Touch a Truck event and kids coming across these things, you never know what might spark in their mind and maybe a future law enforcement agent or something in other emergency services or any of those things. But something that I kind of forget sometimes until an event like this happens and you and I get talking and I see your face when you're talking about some of these things, I forget too often, and I'm saying this not just to myself but to the community, how much this means to you guys.
Yeah.
There are not a lot of light moments, I would imagine, in this position. Not a lot of moments that you can look forward to in this position. So I'm happy to hear for you, for that, for the Stevens Point Police Department, for other services that were down there, and other events like this, that you guys get that interaction too, that you guys get these, I hate to say light moments, for lack of a better way to put it. It's pretty cool too.
No, it was. I look at it as a recruiting opportunity. Every time I gave out stickers and pins, and I don't care how old they were, I'm like, hey, maybe down the road you want to be a police officer or a deputy sheriff. So it's fun. No, you're right. These kind of community events, especially when you can partner with so many other stakeholders, not only just the rafters, but other, you know, local vendors that come in and support not just law enforcement, but first responders. It was really nice to see the food trucks there. You know, again, Gamber Johnson coming in and you know, sponsoring most of the event. That's huge. The rafters, the players coming out. That is so cool. You know, we talk about sports cars and whatnot, and I was getting pictures with a few of the players, and I snuck in a couple cards and autographs. And that was cool. And the attitudes these kids had, these young adults, you know, and their early 20s, late teens, I mean, they're really cool, you know, and very appreciative of being part of our community for just only a few months, you know, because I'll give them a little grief. Hey, how's your host family? He's all good. Well, I'm going to find out for sure if you're behaving. And they would laugh and took it really well. But it was really cool, you know, interacting with them and seeing them and getting out with the crowds as well. You know, because who knows, one of these kids might be at the big show someday. And here's an opportunity for them to just interact with people. And because, you know what, without us, you know, who's going to watch you?
Right.
And how are you going to get paid in the future? But it was a fun event. And I'm glad I got the opportunity to be there. And Again, it was a little nerve-wracking throwing out a pitch, but it was fun.
My first pitch that I got to throw out at the rafters would still be going if the catcher didn't make me look good and jump as high as he could to catch that ball. If he hadn't, that ball would still be flying out there somewhere.
Isn't that nerve-wracking? I was just like,
it really is.
And I had asked, hey, can I go like 10 feet in front of the mound, maybe? You know, can I underhand it?
Right.
Like slow pitch softball or something. But I used to play softball with Vince Fonte Jr., we were kidding about that, you know, But no, great event. I'm glad I got the opportunity to go and how it all worked out.
Went to East and played baseball on that field, on that mound. Thought I had an advantage going into this. I did not. I did not.
You got, you know, thousands of people watching.
It's like, different. It's a different animal, man. That's a whole different thing.
Totally.
We're speaking with Sheriff Sean Becker from the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Sean, you guys have a raffle going on,
right? Yeah, we do. I'll put it up just to show it. Second year we're doing this. It's an outdoorsman raffle that Scott Sager actually put together. We had the idea to do this for a whole month. Actually, the idea kind of came from our rescue unit because they were doing a calendar raffle that was just firearms. So we decided, hey, why don't we try one for our special response team? Equipment is not cheap, as we all know that. And we figured let's amp it up a little bit, not only have firearms, but what about an ATV, UTV, you know, lawn equipment, you know, things like that, you know, some more expensive prizes that we could offer people. And it took off. So last year it sold out. We're in the process of doing it right now. Each ticket is $40 a piece. We will start the raffle on October 1st. So if anybody's interested, please give us a call. Stop by the Sheriff's Department. Message us, and we'll definitely sell you a ticket. We've got several places, you know, throughout the county that are selling them to as well. And it was fun, kind of, you know, the rescue unit, when they would do their videos and do it, they would kind of you know, do skits and stuff like that. We weren't as creative, but we tried. We would try to pick on each other a little bit when we'd pick a name and stuff like that. So, yeah, please get out there and support us. We really appreciate it. Like I said, it goes towards our special response team getting the equipment we just can't, you know, budget for.
Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and raffles. These are things that Wisconsinites love. This is a great idea. And not only that, but it's a fun way for people to win some cool stuff. Yeah. You guys got some great stuff on there.
Yeah, the first prize is a Henry rifle, a .22 caliber, but it's personalized to the raffle. And it's also got the new jail on the side of it.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Inscripted on it.
Man, nice work.
It's really cool.
This is also a great way to put back into your community and a fun way to do that, too. You can know that the proceeds are going to help our departments and do some of the great work that you guys are doing over there.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the plug. If anybody is interested, just let us know. See one of the, I mean, like I said, they're out all over. Otherwise, come to the Sheriff's Department and we'll sell you a couple.
Hatchets for Hounds, just a great name, for an event.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Awesome, because we won. No, several months ago, 715 Throwing Company and Drop Tine Fabrication, sorry, I didn't say it exactly right, but their company's based out of Portage County area, and I don't know really, I haven't really done any axe throwing much at all, but they said, hey, how about some, you know, in August we do a, you know, you square off against Sheriff Lucas, you know, and we have a tournament and then you guys step in at the end and, you know, winner will get a couple extra prizes and have a little friendly competition, you know, especially with axes.
Right. It's a probably good idea.
And Mike and I get along really well. We have a friendly competition, you know, between the border and a lot of good conversations. But again, as I mentioned, we whenever we need help, we're always there. But yeah, so we did that. And so last Saturday at 715 Throwing Company, they have a really nice setup, a nice tavern area, and then another part of the building has the area you can throw axes. And I didn't realize how popular it was.
Yeah.
And like I said, very, very nice setup. And they got through their tournament. They had many companies donate so many items. We had, I think there's almost 30 basket, you know, raffle baskets, you know, and the money was being raised for our canine units. Mm-hmm. So we had, you know, both of our departments had some of our canines there. Lola was there. And then what happened was the two tournament teams or the individuals that won in the tournament would get paired up with Mike and I. Then we would go head to head. And Mike and I were the last two to go, and it was pretty close at the end. And then I got lucky. It was no skill with this at all. We got 10 minutes to a little introduction how to throw axes. Mm-hmm. And I hit a couple bullseyes. Mike didn't, but they all stuck. The axes didn't fall to the ground. They stuck. So we didn't look too bad. And in the end, we prevailed. And so I got some bragging rights until next year.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so yeah. So it was, and we haven't got the final numbers, but we had a lot of people, just looking at, the sponsors from both counties.
Yeah.
I can see this event really, really growing as we move forward. And it was a lot of fun.
For those that don't know, what was the event for?
Our Can-Am units. Both of our Can-Am units we were raising money for. So they felt that was a passion of theirs. And, a couple of big vendors had stepped up for us. And, I think that we did really well raising money for. Probably what we'll do is put the money towards our foundation, our Acacia Foundation, that does a lot of our fundraising for us. And we're just blessed to have the board that we have, especially with many of the people that have been there and new people that have joined on, just with the passion to help us fund our Can-Am unit, because that's pretty much number one, it's expensive to have a Can-Am unit, but with this community support, we're so fortunate that we really don't have to put much in our budget. It's just the money that people in the community that give us to make sure that we have a Can-Am unit.
A big thank you to everybody involved in the event. Great work by everyone involved, and appreciate them. And not to get us down a side road here when we're only like 5 minutes left, but that is an interview trope of mine, asking you a 2-hour question in the last minutes. But I am curious, when we were kids, I know there were canine units. I know we saw canine units. We heard about them. It feels like that's a position and a job that has grown quite a bit in recent years, finding more uses for these dogs. And with that, them becoming that much more vital in our departments.
When I started my career down in Sauk Prairie, smaller police department, we didn't have one, but by the time that I left, we got one. And I just saw, even with that, a smaller community between Sauk City and Prairie Sac, just the support, the money that came in to support this project that was new. And we had a really, really awesome officer that later became police chief, Jerry Strunz, take on that project and spearhead it. And now it's going to be with that department forever. For us, Ray Starks was the first person at Rico. And when I started here, he still had Rico. And he went through a couple more dogs before he retired. And then that's just grown with the communities. Now we have, including Lola, 5 dogs. And those are all funded by people that had donated money through our foundation or directly to the Sheriff's Department. And that's not exclusive to just the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Look at, Wisconsin Rapids Police Department, Marshfield Police Department, Nakusa. I'm very confident to say in Wood County, 24/7, there's a dog working somewhere in Wood County. Whether it's our department or someone else, we've got somebody available to help us out. And then what's really started to grow immensely is the therapy dog. And, being very lucky to have, Susanna take that on and have a dog and really work it through our jail and out in the community has been just a huge asset. Now you look at other agencies doing that, especially connecting them to your schools.
Yeah.
And what a great opportunity to work with kids that, maybe they're struggling. And I talked to a member of the Rafters organization last night who was in law enforcement in San Diego and had some very traumatic situations that really went down towards, I'm not going to do this anymore. And we've talked about our mental health and how that affects us as first responders or law enforcement as we move throughout our career and we walk away. What he felt saved him is just having a therapy dog, and working through the trauma that he experienced. And now you look at a therapy dog that a law enforcement agency can have. And when we're responding to traumatic situations, having a dog there that just you can hug and pet and how calming is that? Yeah. And I can see that it's going to continue to grow, with the community-oriented policing ideas that have been there forever. That's just one of those newer things that has been really exploding recently with law enforcement.
Got about 2 minutes left, Sean. Is anything you want to touch on before we let you go?
Wow. Boy, that went fast. Again, huge shout out to Gamber Johnson for National Night Out and sponsoring the event. The rafters, that was awesome. One quick thing on the Meta Center for Mid-State Technical College over in Stevens Point. They had the ribbon cutting ceremony a couple weeks ago. Got the opportunity to go to that because I'm on the Mid-State Technical College board, which I'm very proud to be part of. But wow, what a phenomenal center that is put together. I didn't really, being new to the board, I didn't know a lot about it. So I'm like, I'm going to go there. And Mid-State just crushed it. Yeah. Having all the people that donated money to make that center move forward, just, you know, focusing on the trades. And two in particular, they're all awesome. But Steel King Industries and Furniture and Appliance Mart are both very special to me, and seeing that they had been very big sponsors. One, Steel King. The reason why, you know, I'm in Central Wisconsin is my dad took a job with Steel King Industries back in 1980 and moved us up to, you know, Central Wisconsin. So my dad worked there for a long time, and that was that's what brought us here. And then Furniture and Appliance Mart, I talked about, both big sponsors to that new facility, and just to see their name highlighted, you know, and walking through it just kind of brought me to an appreciation of, you know, the community support that not only those two companies have, but all the other ones. You know, it was a very humbling event to be at, you know, when you look at the partnerships that, you know, many, you know, companies stepped up to make it happen, and to focus on the trades.
Yeah, it's so very cool. I can't wait to see it myself. Yeah. And a shout out to those companies, to Mid-State, and a very kind of full circle moment for you there. Yeah, that's totally really unique. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Always cool talking with you, Sean. Appreciate you so darn much. Thanks so much for being in with us, putting up with my questions, and hanging out. We're looking forward to talking again real soon. If people do want to reach out to you about some of the positions that are open or some of those things, how can they do that?
Two ways. Take a look at human resources on the website. They'll show what's available through the Sheriff's Department, or give us a call if you have some specific questions about either corrections or law enforcement or being a deputy sheriff. Give us a call.
We appreciate you. Be safe out there. Say hi to the rest of the team for us, okay?
Absolutely.
We'll talk more next month. And I want to send a big thank you to, of course, our good friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Get to YouTube. Type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Subscribe to their page and keep up to date on all the great things they are doing over there. Well, more Midday Magazine coming up for you on WFHR, locally grown radio.